Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and I'm live from the Gartner BPM show down in Orlando, and I'm sitting right across from Jim Rudden, the VP of Global Marketing for Lombardi. First of all, thank you so much for joining me live.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Now, so first of all, what's new and exciting with Lombardi?
Well, you know, we're always evolving, our technology and our customers are always doing some new and exciting things. But I just actually came from a session that we have here talking about BPM that focuses on business engagement first. And it's just very applicable in the BPM space. But, you know, the interesting thing that came up in our session, a fellow named Dave Neitz from Lincoln Trust was talking about his BPM initiative. And he really talked about trust again, as one of the gaps. So traditionally, them, just like everybody else, they had a business and an IT gap, and they couldn't really talk with each other. And he spent a lot of time kind of going and living in the shoes of the people across the aisle on the business side. And I think a really interesting lesson comes out of that, which is so many of the processes that people want to dive into and improve, they're so incredibly broken. And it's not like the business teams don't understand that. They know in many cases that the processes are inefficient, are not being done right. But you know what? They've got deadlines to meet. They've got customers to support. And so they do whatever it takes. And so one of the challenges you're going to have if you're IT and you've got your fancy new BPM system and you walk across the hall and you don't have a situation of trust built up is you're probably not going to get a lot of great openness from your business team of, oh man, wait until you see this process. It's horrible. And you're going to laugh about it and maybe even cry. You got to work to build up that level of trust. But if you do, then you can kind of get everybody thinking in a different context. And I think that's what we've learned. Our successful customers with BPM, they get their business and IT teams together and they shift the paradigm from problems to this is a real opportunity for us to do work in a new and different way that's really going to move things forward for the company.
So exactly how is BPM uniquely qualified to solve this issue between a business and IT?
Well, I think because process is a lens that everybody can understand. Customers understand it. You know, your partners understand it. Yeah. You know, the business side, the IT side, everyone can understand process. So I think the challenge then is directing that conversation. And so that's where I think BPM technology is really great, where we spend a lot of our effort and time. You know, how do you make it easier for people to talk about their process problems? And so, you know, within our teamwork side of the house, one of the things that's religion to us is this concept of playbacks. And this concept that 10 times over the course of a 10-week project, you're getting the whole team together and you're looking at the process and everybody can raise their hand and say, yes, this is going in the right direction. I think we kind of view it as it's a contact level sport. You got to get people together. And when you do that, you get the types of promises that BPM is supposed to deliver.
What are you hearing from your customers in terms of ROI?
You know, I think we've been at this market for a while now, and it's clear that getting project-level ROIs is, I won't say simple, but it's completely doable. You know, again, back to Dave Neitz in our session, he was just talking about their year one ROI of 120%. You know, Vincent Yu from Foreign Currency Exchange, again, same type of thing, is you know, 100% payback in the first year. So I think at a project level, you absolutely can get that one-year kind of ROI. But I think that's probably setting the bar too low. You know, where we're really going here is transforming your business operations through BPM. And I think, you know, one half of the equation that we're talking about here is the cultural side, is building up a level of trust, changing people's vision to being mired in the problems of systems and thinking more about the opportunity through process. I think that's one of the biggest areas that we see customers applying BPM is in areas where they're going into new business models. So traditional utility companies that are now going to have to participate in alternative energy and have different processes. You know, companies that are seeing market opportunities to bring new products out there, and they don't necessarily have the processes in place for that. That is becoming kind of a no-brainer. And so as much as the efficiency and effectiveness is all still a great driver of kind of year one ROI, it's that opportunity to transform your business that's really the promise of BPM.
And now you're bringing up some industries that I imagine some of the cultural stuff you know, they have some fairly solidified cultures there. So how is Lombardi qualified to deal with their technology with that culture?
Yeah, well, I think what you're hearing is, hopefully, is a different mode of operation, right? And it's kind of getting out of an application and data model centricity and more into a process and end results and customer centricity. And good BPM technology enables that. You know, on our teamwork side, I already mentioned this concept of playbacks. We've been banging the drum for many years now that if you have a ton of different tools that come into a BPMS suite, you're never going to meet 10 times in 10 weeks and get everybody together and run through the process. There's just nothing for them to see. There's all this code and all these different things. Well, if your environment's set up where you can actually step through the process, run the picture quickly, get iterative feedback and change things around, you know, you're going to have much more success on that project. But so that's kind of on one side of the technology spectrum. The other one, you know, a product that you guys have written about in eBizKey Blueprint, it's software as a service process discovery. And, you know, what we're finding with that is companies want to have more process conversations. It's something that's intuitive to people out in the business, but they're not comfortable with Visio. So they default to things like Excel and Word and kind of unstructured things that get sent around. We think the opportunity with the cloud, and certainly we're seeing this with Blueprint, is making it easier for people to participate in process conversations across your whole business. We just did a survey of our Blueprint customer base, and 90% of the people came back to us and said, as a tool, this is completely easy to use. I get it. No problems at all. But they also came back and they said, but, you know, I could use a little bit more guidance from you guys. Almost 50% of the people came back and said, you know, I'm not a process person. I could use a little bit more guidance of how should I do a little bit more of my discovery? Am I done yet? I did my map. I did my problems. Am I done? You know, kind of what's next? So I think there's work ahead for us, certainly in the cloud. They're enabling people to have kind of rich conversations that will ultimately flow back to building process applications. But even just getting people talking about process across the enterprise is really a great thing. And we think actually the cloud is a fantastic paradigm for that.
Great. Well, it sounds like you guys have it's really exciting stuff coming up. And I think I agree totally that everything comes down to process and everybody can understand that as well. Thank you so much for joining me, Jim.
Thank you, Peter. Take care.